I mean, physically, I feel great. You know, I would love to be out there playing, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, they have other plans for me right now at this point. So I'm just, you know, I'll stay in shape, keep working out until they throw me out there. So.
How much longer do you think it is before you can get out there and put the pads on?
I mean, that's totally up to them, honestly. I don't even know. I don't even know what the, you know, the actual details of the failure was. But I'm sure it's a precautionary reason. You know, that's what a doctor told me. So, because it's, you know, it doesn't make sense. That's what he said. So we'll just wait. We'll see what happens. So.
Are you having pain? You hurt? Are you hurt at all?
No, I'm not hurting. Not hurting too much. No, nothing abnormal from ACL reconstruction surgery. So it's fine.
What, if anything, are you gaining from watching?
I mean, I'm learning the best I can from watching. You know, it's totally different when you're out there playing and being in the fire. But, you know, watching film, taking notes, doing everything I can mentally to study for the test. And then I got to get out there and get some practice exams soon. But we'll see what happens.
And you had a lot of support from your loyal Twitter fans?
Yeah, man. You know, the people love me on Twitter right now. They're giving me support, man. They want me out there, so... You know, I've been updating them my progress as much as I can.
It's amazing how much that's blown up.
I mean, it's a great idea, man. If you analyze it, you know, it's a great way for, you know, people who love this game and love this team to connect with their players and singers, artists, whatever it is. So I wish I would have thought of the idea. I probably would have quit football and invested in something else. No, I'm sure. Oh, no, I don't think I'll be having any 1701. What is the 101 about? I don't know, man. It's weird, but, no, I haven't had any 1701. Is that an address somewhere or something?
It's like you have more fun talking about tweeting than you do about football.
Well, I mean, nah, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not practicing right now, so that sucks. Yeah.
You're optimistic, though, that you'd get at least a snap in the preseason. Do you think, you know, on the schedule now, is that still possible?
Yes. I definitely think by the third preseason game I'll be back rolling. I'll be getting reps, and I'm sure I'll probably see some action then. You know, I don't know for sure. You know, I'm not a doctor or a GM or, you know, so I don't know what they're gonna do. But I think for sure by that third preseason game I should be seeing some action.
You might have a few cobwebs since you haven't played in a while.
No, I dust those off just naturally. You throw me out there right now, I probably can tackle a tiger.
Nick, what exactly did you fail? Was it like a squat? Did they put you through anything, like a strength test? Or?
I don't know. You have to ask
them
that.
Did you take any physical tests?
I mean, I did. The doctor examined me, so he obviously felt there was something. I mean, I did. I can run. My condition is great. You know, he obviously felt that there was some issues where he wanted to wait and not rush me out there. You know, it doesn't really make sense to, you know, rush out there. You know, they know where I'm going to be, and they know where they want me to play. So we'll see what happens.
When you see how physical camp is early, does it almost make sense to be precautionary because, you know, concern?
I mean, I think that's definitely their concern. I mean, we didn't go and start camp with half pads. You know, we went out there and you know, it was very physical, very active out there. So I guess they're being more precautionary. You know, I mean, I'm definitely in shape, definitely can run, definitely can stop. So I think it's more of a risk versus reward type of thing. You know, it doesn't make sense to throw me out there and you know, do something wrong, and then I got to really go on IR. So we're just being smart about it.
When you push the knee, when you go hard to rehab or how's it respond?
Responds good. Feels good. Feels good. I mean, it's like any other ACL reconstruction surgery. You're going to be sore. You know, you've had to ice it, and you have to keep maintaining it. They say you don't feel normal until a year and a half later. I mean, it's going to function normal, but, you know, there's going to be things in there where, you know, you just got to forget about it. I don't even feel anything, honestly. You know, I just run, and, you know, it's going to get sore just like any other body parts you work them, so.
Do you feel like you're getting behind the eight ball, knowing that you can't be out there with this change of defense, or what are you doing to try to get mentally prepared so you can't be on the field?
I'm doing everything I possibly can do. You know, I watch the film, I taking notes, studying my book. You know, it sucks that you can't be out there and adjusting to the defense and getting live reps, because there's nothing like that. There's nothing you can do to to rep that. So, you know, I just doing the best I can as far as taking notes, asking questions, and being very proactive, learning off the field as I can. So,
Nick, what did you say your target date was? I didn't catch that.
Oh, I don't even think we have a target date, but I'm sure by the third preseason game I should be seeing some action. But I don't know. You know, that's up to the doctors. That's up to them as far as that goes. But there's no exact target date. I thought target date was the start of camp, but, you know, you never know. You mean both inside ones?
Yeah, both inside, or you just study the one?
I just studied the one so far.
They don't ask you to be able to play ball. Just the one you're playing is more like a 4-3 inside.
Yeah, they're both the same, to be honest. You know, I don't see too much of a difference in them.